Okay.
Wow.
Oh, all set.
Too, just to be safe.
That sounded quite a bit more like Clifford, like Max Roach and Clifford Brown. And it's a good record. I don't especially want to hear it again, but I enjoyed it while it was going. Give it 3 stars.
You have any individuals that stood out, do you think? Tenor? Rhythm section, tune, or anything else?
It was all very competent. Nobody stuck out especially. He had a very good group sound.
Okay. Any particular preference coast-wise, what would you say?
Well, it certainly sounds New Yorkish.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like the writing very much if it was written, and if it wasn't written, I like it even more.
Yeah. Was it hard to tell?
Yeah, at first it sounded as if it must have been written, and towards the end, more and more, it seemed too random to be written, which could be very good writing, or very good playing, or luck. Eliminate luck. With more than 2 people, it takes more than that. But I liked it very much. I would imagine it would have to be on the East Coast somehow, because I think there's more flute players out here. There seem to be an awful lot of them on their record. Is it one of those Herbie Mann organizations?
Was it possible to guess at the instrumentation, or was that too hard to tell?
Well, the only thing I could hear was an alto flute and a collection of flutes and a piccolo and some kind of hand-played drum.
Yeah, that's about it. Well, as long as you liked it, that's the main thing. What would you rate it out of 5?
3. 3.5.
Yeah? Okay.
Like Wilder was doing it, if you want to know the truth. It sounds like those Monday night studio musicians, woodwinds, workshop groups.
Yeah.
Which are great to play in, but I don't think people should have to listen.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you wouldn't recognize anybody?
No. I'd say, well, it's hard to about 3 stars academically for the musicianship involved in playing it that well.
Yeah.
But no star for the idea of doing it.
Yeah.
Not as a jazz record, anyway.
Without 5 stars. Don't give anything 5 unless you think it's sensational.
Well, I think it's a good idea.
What's a good idea?
Wait, I better clarify that. I've heard Dizzy play Begin the Begin, I think, with some kind of a rhythm, but that certainly wasn't it. I don't think, unless I'm losing my mind. And I enjoyed that, but I don't enjoy this. It was much too overridden and ornate and oppressive. I don't suppose it was the musicians' fault. They all seemed to play pretty well, but I don't like the arrangement, or again, the idea of doing that particular thing.
Yeah.
It seems to get harder to find records that you just like to listen to.
You mean as opposed to having to study them, or
having to react to them, I suppose.
Well, yeah.
I started out sort of being conservative with the amount of stars in the theory that eventually I would reach something that I would want to give 5 stars to, but it seems to be working the other way. And I was never very good at fractions. I don't know, I guess 2 stars. Curiouser and curiouser. I have no idea who they were, but I enjoyed listening to it very much. I would like to listen to it many times again. It had that air of improvisation about it, again, which puzzles me because I don't think that could have all been improvised, but it certainly had the feel.
Yeah.
If it was certainly by very harmonically sophisticated guys. And it was beautiful, very moody and reflective. 4 stars? 4.5 stars. I don't know what I'm saving that half a star for.
Well, maybe the real thing will come along. Any coast idea from that?
Well, it certainly doesn't fit in with the stereotype of either coast, and I imagine the individuals could be from both coasts. It's much more of an individual thing than anything else. I begin to wonder whether your selection of records represents journalistic foxiness or musical taste. Well, again, I don't know who it was. Maybe Marge Hyams or somebody like that. I didn't like it very much. Playing accordion is sort of a self-inflicted occupational hazard that requires an awful lot in the way of content to justify it, which in this case didn't happen. It sort of had that, 50% better than Muzak feeling. I'd say 2 stars. Well, that was Andre and Shelley, one of those show tune albums. I love that rhythm section.
Yeah.
And Andre seems to be getting closer and closer to his goals of sounding like Horace Silva.
Yeah, he sure does.
Three and a half stars. It's a wonderful sound to hear again. That's got to be Jerry and Chet. In this kind of a test, I should never say things like that because if there exists an expert duplication, I'm sure you'd be playing it for me, but I still think that's Jerry. And Chet, it certainly isn't the best thing they've done, but it has a nostalgic value. If there is anything to be said about West Coast or East Coast jazz, if you classify Jerry Mulligan's group as West Coast, which is kind of silly because it just happens to be where they were at when they met.
Yeah, that's always true.
I would say this is one of the most valid things to come out of the West Coast.
Yeah.
And they've done a number of remarkable things. Four stars. Maybe I'm being nostalgic.
Well,
it sounded good. I like to hear it.
Like the rhythm section?
It was okay. It wasn't too demanding a situation for a rhythm section, so it's hard to tell.
Yeah.
This reminds me of that blindfold test that Bill Russo took, where he heard a Lee Konitz record, said it sounded as if he had fallen back into the mainstream, which killed me at the time because it seems awful to think that you would change your playing after careful consideration and have somebody else interpret it as an unfortunate accident.
Yeah.
And my first thought was, if it's Lee, he's drowning, and somebody should save him. I shouldn't say all these things. Can I edit this later?
No.
That's not fair. No, I guess it was probably Bud Shank, and I sympathize with him because I have the same problem in my occupation, which is to it's a problem of one who is sort of raised in the atmosphere of cool jazz, trying to sound hostile enough to be currently acceptable.
Yeah.
why am I saying that? It was well done, but it wasn't really too moving.
How about the piano?
Piano sounded a little more authentic, but it's easier to do that on piano. You don't have the problem of sound.
Yeah.
It's easier to shift. Sure. And there never was... Well... Piano has pretty much sounded the same throughout all this, more so than horns. There's an era... aura of kind of competent funkiness about this, but it seems superficial and not as if it's really meant somehow.
Any comment on the bass solo?
I honestly didn't hear it.
It was an Arco solo.
Oh.
Well, I guess.
Could you play it again, and I'll be happy.
You want me to? Huh? No, it wasn't that important.
Philly Joe Jones.
Yeah.
Are we still going?
Yeah.
Sounds like Paul Chambers and Philly Joe Jones, which I suppose would mean that the alto player was Art Pepper, but the situation remains pretty much the same.
Did you write it?
No, I didn't. Let's see, if Don Fair was a two-star, hard to... I sympathize with you.
Two is fair and three is good.
I'd say 3.5 for just a very good but uninspired job. I'd like to see it. I mean, are you going to write in all those little things? Why am I saying this? And
if you don't want me to, I can take that off.
Yeah, because it's pretty disjointed.
No,
I'm trying to be honest, and that's the only reason that it becomes incoherent, so I don't think it's...
Well, one thing that might surprise you, or it might not, is that all the records I play have made on the West Coast.
Huh.
I don't think it proves any particular way, but I thought it might be of interest. I'm just wondering what we can.
That is interesting.
Does it demonstrate anything?
It demonstrates that they have recording studios at both ends of the continent and that people travel.
Yeah, I guess it's about all. And you get all styles on both coasts, right?
Certainly. Well, I never said anything to the contrary.
No, but so many people have.
Oh.
Coming from an authoritative voice, it might carry some weight that you haven't said that.
I always thought it was... The critics, more than anyone else, had fostered the East Coast, West Coast dichotomy because they need things to write about, the professional pigeonholers.
That's right.